Welcome to Tractor Fiction, where we explore the work of Jack Chick on the radio.
This episode is called The Curse of Baphomet. And now we begin.
On a dark and stormy night, as the rain falls hard upon the roof of the home of Mr. and Mrs. Scott, a police officer comes to their front door with some terrible news.
Mr. Scott, we couldn't reach you by phone because of the storm.
I'm Charlton Heston. What is it, officer?
Sir, I'm sorry to tell you, but your son has been shot.
Shot? With one of my guns? I mean, is he alive? My son Tommy.
Yes, sir. But you better get to the hospital. He's in intensive care.
What happened?
It was a suicide attempt, ma'am.
Suicide? Oh, no!
Soon, in the intensive care unit...
The bullet's out, and the kid could make it, but he's given up. He has no will to live.
That's terrible.
The next morning, the Scots huddle in the hospital waiting room, desperate for more information about their son's progress.
Oh, honey, where did we go wrong? How could God do this to us?
It doesn't make any sense. Why suicide? We've given that kid everything.
Sally, Alex, I just heard. How is Tommy?
Not good, Ed. He has no will to live.
He has to make it. Tommy is my whole life. We gave him the best we could, with lots and lots of love.
We're good people, Ed. I'm a church deacon and a good lodge member.
A lodge member? Alex, are you a Mason?
Yes. Didn't you know that, Ed? I'm a Shriner, and I sponsored the NRA.
I had no idea you were into witchcraft and did such heinous things such as conjure up spells and sponsor the NRA.
Witchcraft? Spells? Are you crazy? Masonry makes us better Christians and NRA members.
Yes, at our Eastern Star meetings, we always sing Christian hymns and talk about Jesus and polish our guns, apparently.
And another thing, the Bible is always open at lodge, and our prayers are in God's name. I curse my staff at thee who says it's anti-Christian, and you don't know what you're talking about!
Oh, yes, I do! I was a Mason until I found out about Baphomet!
Ooh!
This great architect of the universe you pray to is not the God of the Bible. It's really Baphomet. And he's ugly, frightening, and completely satanic and scares small children.
That's impossible. I've never heard of that name. Have you, Dr. Zaius? I mean, Sally, my wife?
No, I haven't.
Of course not, Sally. Most Masons don't learn about Baphomet until they get to the highest degrees. Wait here. I have a picture of him in the car from my honeymoon. It was quite a blast. I'll be right back.
This is scary. What did you get us into, you stupid husband?
Here he is. Baphomet, with my wife. The old god of Baal worship and masonry. Sally, the Eastern Star symbol is an upside-down star, right?
So?
Well, I don't know how to break this to you, but it's a satanic symbol!
Oh, come on, Ed. You've gone too far now. Prove it.
Imagine an upside-down star. Can you see in your mind how it resembles a goat head? The top two points are horns, the middle two ears, and the bottom one, the snout and beard? That's the head of Baphomet!
That's just your interpretation, Ed. We Masons don't believe that.
Maybe you don't, Alex, but one of your leaders did, and I'll stake my overdramatic tone on it. He taught that Satan was the god of masonry.
And who might that be?
Albert Pike, the Grand Commander, Sovereign Pontiff of Universal Freemasonry, and General Grand Poombah. I happen to have a recording of him here. Listen to what he said.
Wait, you're recording this? You never told me.
That which we must say to the crowd is, we worship a god, but it is the god that one adores without superstition. To you, Sovereign Grand Inspectors General, we say this. You may repeat it to the brethren of the 32nd, 31st, and 30th degrees. Not the 29th degrees, they're not good enough for it. The Masonic religion should be, by all of us initiates of the high degree, maintained in the purity of the Luciferian doctrine!
Wait, I didn't do that laugh well enough. Can we record that again?
If Lucifer were not God, would Adonai, Jesus, culminate, spread false and harmful statements about him? Yes, Lucifer is God.
Man, Albie, you are quite sexy.
Why, thank you.
Oh, wait, the recording's still going, isn't it? I'm sorry about that, but this is the symbol of Baphomet. It was worn by Aleister Crowley, this century's most notorious Satanist. Let me show you another picture. The Sovereign Grand Commander Henry C. Clausen, 33rd degree. Look whose sign is on his hat. Baphomet. Alex, remember when you took your first Masonic oath?
Only vaguely.
And they asked you, who comes here?
I said the NRA.
Well, you were wrong. But remember when you said, I'm in darkness and I want to be brought to light?
Oh, yeah.
At that point, you denied Jesus, who said, I am the light of the world. Plus, you called him liar and a bad dresser. Masonry is just modern Baal worship with new titles. The all-seeing eye is from the Egyptian god Osiris. To this day, I have a difficult time pronouncing it.
I think he means
Obelisk is
Osiris.
A Masonic symbol of a male sex organ right out of Baal worship. And God hates it. It's a slap to the face. Masonry is a dark and spiritual force, blending all ungodly religions. When a Christian joins this form of Baal worship, he brings spiritual death to his church and family. The word of God teaches him that salvation comes by faith in Christ. But Masonry says good works will get you to that big lodge in the sky with a nice spa. Unfortunately, that lodge is controlled by Satan. Look at the centerpiece of that Masonic temple room at the headquarters of the Mother Supreme Council of the World in Washington, D.C. Oops! There's Baphomet again. You see? God will never bless a church led by Masons, whether they be pastors or deacons.
Mr. Scott, there's still no improvement in Tommy's condition. He's given up.
Tommy's under demonic attack, Sally. Will you let me help?
Oh, yes, please, Ed.
Alex, being a Mason has let witchcraft into your home.
I don't understand. What are you saying?
That gives Satan's dark forces legal ground there. Tommy's condition may be related. Your red fez under that glass dome is one example. It's just radiating Satanism. And it's actually a shrine butchered 50,000 to Allah. What am I saying?
Yeah, that's a good question.
I think the red fez is radiating a little too much Satanism. But in the 8th century, Muslim hordes overran the Moroccan city of Fez and butchered 50,000 Christians. The streets ran red with blood. The Muslim murderers dipped their caps in the blood in honor of Allah. Those bloodstained caps are called fezes, idols dedicated to a false god, aka Satan. To become a shriner, you swore a Muslim oath with your hand on the Quran. You prayed to Allah and called that demon the god of your fathers and invited him to all your golf games. Another witchcraft item is your cursed Masonic apron. Aprons worn by high-level Masons are packed with occult symbols, and they lie about the apron being your righteousness at the great white throne judgment. Righteousness comes only from Jesus Christ, never from an apron. Plus, only the damned will appear at that judgment. No one will be found righteous there. Duh! Renounce Masonry, burn those objects, and repent before God, so he can remove this curse you have brought on your family.
I was gonna say that you can remove my apron from my waist with my cold, dead hands! But I've changed my mind. Sally? Dr. Cornelius? We're going home right now! We've got work to do! And may God forgive me for bringing witchcraft into our home!
2 hours later, the Scots are kneeling in the dirt in their backyard. They look on as nearby, in a metal barrel, all their Masonic paraphernalia crackles and burns in the flames of redemption.
Dear Father, I never knew that Masonry was witchcraft. I renounce it now, and I ask that you please forgive me for making certain statements in my life and drinking too much. Lord Jesus, I've made you my only master, not Dr. Zaius. Savior and my king are you, Jesus. I've come back to you, Father. Damn you, Masonry! Damn you! Sally, and my wife, Ruth, whatever your name is, I cast down my staff and I feel different now!
Although louder, I must say. But
yes!
Even the house feels clean and light. Hello? It's the hospital! Tommy's awake and wants to see us! His depression is gone and he's as hungry as a bear!
Praise God and everybody who has a gun! I'm Charlton Heston.
And that's the end of that episode, The Curse of Baphomet.
I might want to throw in that was more of an interpretation of the track than actually the track itself.
That is true. There was some interpretive dance being done in the station, which perhaps our listening audience may have missed out on.
No, really, it's okay. They didn't miss a thing.
When you're an actor who's won Oscars, you perform however the track tells you. I'm Charlton Heston.
We would like to thank Mr. Heston for coming out tonight and appearing on our show.
Damn you, Masonry!
Yes, thank you very much, Charlton. I'll give you a call on Saturday so we can go golfing. Thank you. All right. We do have a debate lined up as we usually do, sir. Let's see. Who is our first debater tonight? You, sir, what's your name?
I am Sir Frederick Handel, not related to the composer.
Sir Frederick Handel. Handel. And I don't know what that said.
I believe it said Jerry.
And now Jerry. I believe Jerry is going to be our second debater. Jerry?
What is the deal with Masonry? I do not understand it.
Well, Jerry, don't state your position just yet, as we are going to find out now what position we're on. Does anybody have a coin, our traditional flipping coin? I'm always rather broke on this night for some reason, so I never have a coin. Okay, there we go. We got a coin. Can you please flip it? Heads is you for the track, tails is him. I can't see that. What is it? It's tails. That means Jerry is in favor of the tract. He believes the tract is 100% correct, and that Masonry is, in fact, related to Satanism. Whereas Mr. Handel over there...
It's Handel.
Handel.
I only have one handle.
Which, all right, let's... Mr. Handel says this tract is false. So, starting always goes to the Mr. Falsey. Mr. Falsey, please begin.
All right. As Sir Frederick Handel, I would like to state that Satanism is not actually a religion, but a joke put forth against such Christian outrage at the fact that Satan exists, when Satan himself was an angel who fell.
Okay, and you...
I do not understand what this man is talking about. We are supposed to be talking about Masons, and he is talking about angels? I do not understand this.
They mentioned Aleister Crowley in here and how he was the leader of the Satanist religion movement, but Aleister Crowley made it merely as a joke, as an amusing thing, because how many people do you actually know that worship Satan? Satanism is not about worshiping Satan. It's about an amusing joke and a way to worship God in the way that God likes. They make a joyful noise. They laugh. They guffaw.
So do you believe then that the Masons are worshiping something that is a joke or that they don't worship Satan?
I'm going to go with the latter, Pat Sajak. They don't worship Satan.
They don't worship Satan.
Well,
where's your
that
proof?
Is nice to know, Handel. But I would like to talk about airline food. What is the deal with that?
Well, I believe that airline food is created by Lord Satan himself, and I wish to pledge allegiance to... I don't know anything about that. I don't know what you're talking about.
It seems pretty clear to me that, according to this here tract, they said that that symbol was a symbol of Satan. So where's... If that's the symbol of Satan, how is it not worshipping Satan?
Wait, so they're saying that the Star of David twisted...
No. A regular star upside down.
Which is akin to the Star of David. So what they're saying is that if you take Judaism and you turn it about 30 degrees, you get Satanists, and that is absolutely untrue.
Jews turn
30 degrees from the vertical, look very silly, but they are by no means Satanists.
But you'd have to erase one of the points as well, and I don't think that's what they're talking about. What about this Baphomet?
Who?
Baphomet.
Well, I would like to say that I am quite baffled.
There is definitely some bafflement on Baphomet.
Baphomet. All right, well, I do believe
that Mr. Chick has created this Baphomet and worships him in his home, because I certainly have never heard him, and I am an 8th level Mason King. I have a base attack of +4.
All right, well, that may be true, but I do believe we actually have an actual Mason.
Yes, indeed, we do.
In the actual studio. Sir, what's your name?
I'm Scott Fidmo, also known as Scott C. I'm the WHRW, and I am a 32nd degree Mason.
32nd. Now, according to 32nd this...
32nd degree burns. That's terrible.
According to this tract, specifically, it mentions you. It says that the brethren of the 32nd degree are going to actually be told the secret, which is that they worship Satan.
Well, actually, there is a secret involved, but it has actually nothing to do with Satanism. And if you want to get into it, well, I'll tell you an interesting fact. It just so happens I'm sitting next to Jerry Seinfeld here. Did you know, in fact, that Michael Richards is a 33rd degree Mason in Sacramento, California?
I did not know this.
Who played Kramer? Yes, he is indeed. The real reason here that Jack Chick and many others attack Freemasons is simply because the Masons during the Middle Ages were an Enlightenment group who just wanted knowledge through literacy, and the church at the time didn't like that idea because that would mean the peasants would learn things that what they were doing was wrong, and they just basically told the peasants, these people are evil. So the Masons went underground, and that made them look more evil. As for Satanism, this is completely off. All right, first off, very few Masonic aprons have any ornaments on them at all. Secondly, you are not receiving the white apron as a badge of righteousness. You receive it as a symbol of purity and goodness in life, not as righteousness. You are not told that you will carry it to the judgment. You will not stand before God clad in your apron.
Well, Scott, I'm getting a little confused.
Jack Chick has been caught with his pants down around the satanic altar.
That's what I don't understand.
Scott C., do you know if Oprah Winfrey was a Mason?
No, only males can be a Mason.
Well, while I'm on the subject, she's fat, she's thin, she's fat, she's thin.
But actually, I do have a question. If what you're saying is true, then I don't understand. Why would Jack Chick say something that isn't true?
Oh, very simple. Propaganda.
What does he stand to gain from it?
No, I think I know exactly why Jack Chick is mad at them. When Jack Chick was 3, actually, I think he was about 8, Jack Chick basically, Chick went to church, and one of the Masons made fun of him, and because he was wearing his shirt backwards, and he has forever hated Masons.
Now, I don't understand.
That's an interesting theory.
Why would a Mason be in a church when they worship Satan?
No, he was on his way to church when Jack Chick was worshiping Satan, really. Interesting.
No.
This certainly makes my part the argument much easier.
That certainly does, in a roundabout way. I have no idea where this is going, but...
All right, sir, where's your friend?
I have a question.
All right.
Did you make any promises on the Quran by any chance?
No, I didn't.
No, and what about the Fez thing and the dipped in blood, etc.?
Well, that may be a historical fact. I can't vouch for that, but most of the Fezes I've ever seen are black Fezes, not red.
Well, really? I guess that's the color of blood after a while.
It could be.
That's pretty funny.
Well, how can you explain that in the movie Bye Bye Birdie, during the Shriner scene, all of these Shriner caps are red?
I see. Shriners do have red caps, but grotto, which is considered by many to be the poor man's shrine, actually has black caps and black fezzes.
Now, which branch are you in?
I'm actually I'm part of the Scottish Rite, which is the 32nd degree. I'm also part of the Grotto, and I'm also part of Blue Lodge, which is the Basic Lodge.
Now, what is the chance that maybe while your branch doesn't worship Satan, perhaps the Shriners actually do worship Satan?
Because it all comes back to your original lodge, and that is the core tenant. And I know a number of Shriners. In fact, my father's a Shriner, and, well, I've never heard of any Satan worshiping in anything. Honestly, I really have not.
All right.
This track makes me laugh.
Now, is it true that you guys covered for Jack the Ripper?
See, that's an interpretation made by a comic book.
Yeah, but is it
there
true?
There has been actually no proof for or against it.
Okay.
And as we all know, comic books are true.
All
yes,
right.
People can fly, and they can shoot things out of their hands.
Yes, all citizen, right, that's true. I am Superman. I must now go out race some trains. I'll be back later.
Wait!
Shoo!
And do you actually control...
I was going to be in another American Express commercial with...
Do you actually control the world?
I am bundled back. Did anything interesting happen while I was gone?
Superman
was here again?
That always happens. I know.
Weird.
You're always away when something interesting happens.
That's
just
odd.
Bad luck.
I wonder.
I think you should store up on film next time so you don't have to keep going off to get more film.
Yes, I should probably do that.
So you said there was a secret. Do you want to tell it to everyone over the radio?
No, I can't tell you the secret.
Does it have to do with pie?
No, it does not have to do with pie.
Not
pie
the number?
Can be involved if you want it to be, I guess.
Kittens. Is the secret that Jack...
And a Masonic dinner pie is probably served around Thanksgiving, I'm guessing.
Is the secret that Jack Chick is actually a Mason?
I don't know if he is. I'm guessing, based on this track and other pamphlets he's created, that no, he's not.
He might just want
He says he's actually interviewed Masons to make his track.
Hmm.
What about Baphomet?
Well, ex-Masons who are now, you know, serving Jesus.
Have you heard of Baphomet?
No, not until I read this track, believe it or
really?
Not.
Really? Okay. And what is that symbol that's in the track? Do you know what that is?
I can
draw it for you if you don't
know. No, I know the symbol. Okay. And honestly, that symbol I have never seen on a hat or above anything until this tract, and wow. I've seen quite a bit. I have never seen that. In fact, if you take that symbol that is in the tract and look at the Episcopalian cross, there's a distinct similarity between the two.
Because of unusual. Episcopalians.
And what about all the stuff Pike said about it being, like, is Pike recognized by Masonry as knowing what he's talking about, or?
Well, I don't know about that, but I will tell you that the Sovereign Pontiff of Universal Freemasonry is a false title, as well as...
What about the Sovereign Grand Inspector
as well as
General?
That is also a wrong one, and also the Mother Supreme Council of the World. I have never heard of that. I've never heard of that.
But it's in Washington.
A lot of things are in Washington.
Now, however, you will notice that directly after he said in Washington, D.C., he said, oops, that could have meant that he was lying and he just didn't have anything to go back and fix the track afterwards when he realized that he was
lying.
Lying, yes.
Well, no, he's used to lying.
My name is Ed, and I was the one who said that. What about the Grand Poombah of Masonry?
The Grand Poombah is from the Flintstones.
And right? That's not actually in the original tract.
Right, and it's also about the Loyal Order of the Water Buffaloes based on the Elks Lodge, which is a whole different thing entirely.
Ed, I have a question for you.
You're not fooling me, but I'm going to go back to the other side of the fourth wall now.
Wait, Ed, wait.
What?
I have a question for you. Why is it that you have all of this Baphomet information on your person at the hospital?
In your car and...
Well, truth be told, I'm a secret agent. That's where the dragon tone comes from.
Oh.
Secret I knew there was something strange
man,
about you.
Secret agent man.
I've told you too much. I have to go back through the fourth wall now. See you.
All right, Mr. Fimbo, I have one more question before we finish up.
Fire away.
What about what Mr. and Mrs. Scott say at the beginning? Is Masonry a Christian organization? Does it make you a quote-unquote better Christian?
It depends. You see, Masonry actually accepts all faiths, which may be another reason why the Christians lash out at it.
That's rather new, though, isn't it? I mean, didn't it used to not accept Catholics and not accept...
Actually, no. They accepted Catholics all along. It was the Catholics who said no. So they said no Catholic can become a Mason, and then they turned around and created the Knights of Columbus, which is based almost exactly on Freemasons.
Oh.
And their ways of doing things, they based it on them. But no, any religion can join a Freemason lodge if they wish.
Don't you have to have a relative who was a Freemason,
though?
Not anymore?
Wait, hold on. You don't need a relative anymore?
No, you don't. You never did.
Oh.
The secret of Freemasonry, why people don't think that they're ever included, you know, they're like, why haven't they ever asked me? It's because part of our theory is that to be one, you should ask one, because we do not want to impose upon free will, which is a God-given right.
And last question.
Yes.
No, I got one question.
Oh, somebody else has another question, too.
I got one question.
All right.
Now, isn't Freemasonry for men only?
It is, but there are a number of women's organizations within the Freemasons to allow for wives, spouses, or just family members in general, sisters, aunts.
Can women join
them? Or just women who might want to be in the organization?
Yeah. They can join, they cannot join the Freemason Lodge, but they can join Eastern Star, the Cauldron, which is and the Shriners counterpart to that.
And the final question.
All right.
What is it? Oh, I'm sorry. Somebody else has another question, so not quite the final.
Okay.
Question.
I was just curious as to how you can go about saying that Shriners don't worship Satan when they obviously pay for deformed children's operations to help them and other foundations like that.
Why don't you attack St. Jude's Children's Hospital as well?
All right, I will.
Or UNICEF.
Bring it on.
Give me a fork and I will attack the cathedral.
I heard that Jude was another name for Satan.
Well then, hey Jude. What do you know? I guess the Beatles worship Satan as well.
Don't take it bad. Well, take a sad song and make it better. It's all about telling Satan, don't feel so bad about being in hell. You know, your sad song.
Well, that's a whole other track.
Their kid Ringo? Does not make any sense.
Hayden, can you then explain the parrot over your shoulder line in reference to Satan then?
Would you repeat the line?
I'm sure that our host knows a lot about the Beatles.
The movement you need is on your shoulder.
Yes, can you explain that? Maybe that is referring to the angel and the devil fighting on the shoulders? I don't know.
It could also refer to the Athenian toga that was worn around the shoulder and refer to democracy, which, as you may know, was first started, as opposed in the mythological sense of the religion, with Satan when he was kicked out of heaven, and that could be where it comes from. And the parrots you need, parrots are referred with talking, and the free talking and all that.
I see. Well, there you go. Proof positive, folks. Hey Jude is actually about Satan.
That's really impressive, if you ask me.
Indeed.
So this is the actual final question.
Okay.
What does the Masons have to do with actual masonry?
Originally, a lot. Originally, they were the Masons Guild in the Middle Ages, but as time has gone on, they've become more symbolic masonry rather than actual masonry.
Symbolic in that there's...
Symbolic is in the symbols, the working tools. You see the square and compass logo. Those are, mason tools back in the Middle Ages and farther back, and which just symbolic Freemasonry is what it's called, basically.
So they no longer make buildings or
structures. Actually a lot do, and actually when you see a number of public buildings go up, often they bring in local Mason Lodge to lay the cornerstone.
Hmm. Well, that's really impressive. This is definitely 100%
the most educational.
And if you'll excuse me, I have to go prepare for the Mad Trivia Party in a half hour.
All right, enjoy, and we will see you shortly.
And the Mad Trivia Party is not a satanic ritual. WHRW's only live call-in trivia show.
Been on the air
for 25 years.
Brought to you by Satan, right?
No, we just said it wasn't Satan.
Oh, no. Mephistopheles.
Sure.
Lord of Light or Lord of Darkness? A little bit of both.
Lord of Lies.
Opaque, maybe.
Lord of the Opaque. Lord of Dim Things. All right. Thank you for listening to Tractor Fiction. Oh, yeah. We're going to see who won the debate. And the winner is...
I think Scott won the
debate. Hold on. We're going to find out. Handel, you won.
I have won this debate hands down.
Although, I must say, you had a lot of help from Mr. Football.
Well, I think it just has to do with the fact that Jerry did not know that. What is the deal with masonry?
That's pretty funny. But this is Frank Allen signing off for Tractor Fiction. Everybody enjoy.